Blog Talk Radio.
Go With Angels is more than the title of Mary Brotherton's debut book. It's her wish for you and your loved ones. Join her on her podcast every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time as she talks about angels and messengers from the spirit world. Of course, she'll talk about her book and the inspiration behind it, too. Call 516-418-5651 after 11 on Friday mornings to share your stories about angelic encounters.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you, Tony, for the introduction. Tony Taylor is our premier host on our flagship show called Unscripted, which comes on tonight. And, you know, I just realized I was kind of panicking, thinking that I had missed my show. But today is Thursday, not Friday. I'm a day early, but that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and continue with my thought. Tomorrow I will come back with my regular show and we'll start all over again because I think I skipped the show last week because I wasn't feeling well. But let me tell you, folks, I believe that angels speak to us in so many different ways. I believe that my cat is one of the instruments that lets me know when an angel or a departed loved one is near. And I think one of the reasons I was so excited to start my show today, even though it's not due till tomorrow, is that I woke up this morning with a single thought in my head. And I came immediately to my desk and I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. That thought was, angel children, all ages, all genders, boys, girls, all races. The reason that was on my mind is because I have been working. Oh, heavens. My phone, I forgot to turn off. See, this is why I feel inspired to do this show right now because there's so much going on that I wasn't prepared to do the show, but guess what? Here I am. Because I had that one thought in my mind early this morning. I knew I'd forget it by Friday morning when it was time to do my angel show. And that's why at 11:09, I realized, oh my gosh, I haven't started my show yet. Because I had just seen a reminder on my phone from myself, not from the angels, to set up tomorrow's podcast, which I will do after I finish doing this podcast. But I'm here live today, Thursday, February 9th, 2023. If anybody wants to call, the number is 516-417-5651. Now, let me take you back a little bit to understand a little bit of what I'm jabbering about. However, before I do that, I want to play a real quick little commercial here from Tony about Newsly. Be right back.
Have you ever read a web article on the internet that really spoke to you? No, I mean really spoke to you. Well, let me tell you about Newsly. Newsly is the new and incredible audio app made especially for iOS and Android. Newsly picks up web articles about the most trending topics throughout the entire internet. And at any given moment, Newsly reads those web articles to you in a natural human voice. Browse your favorite articles from topics you choose. Stop scrolling, start playing, start listening, and start learning. And Newsly has podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. Our podcasts, Unscripted, Coffee, Candy, and Creative, and On Demand are there too. Go to www.newsly.me to download and use Newsly for free now. And if you use promo code BeUniqueRadio, all one word and with caps, receive a 1 month free premium description. For the first time in the history of the internet, the web becomes listenable. Listen and learn with Newsly.
Let me tell you, before, I haven't found the story that I wanted to share with you, which is in my head, but I wanted to share this anyway. someone had asked me, weren't you raised Catholic? How do you feel about the guardian angel prayer? And what is your relationship with God and his angels? Has it changed over time? And my response was, yes, I was raised, and I raised two sons in the Catholic Church. We all grew up praying the guardian angel prayer, which if you don't know what that is, it's, oh my gosh, angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love entrusts me here. Always today be at my side, to love and guard, to rule and guide. And we prayed that day in and day out till after we left home, or at least I did. But I have been developing a more personal relationship with Gus. And as you know from my manifest show, that means God, universe, spirit, source. I believe in my heart of hearts that God, who has always used his angels as messengers, has allowed me to receive messages from him through them. Sometimes I believe God speaks directly to me. When I tell spiritual but not necessarily religious people this, they smile and agree it could be true. More evangelical believers do not believe that God can or will speak directly with me or with most humans. In fact, I had one priest demand that I pray and examine my conscience because he didn't think I was holy enough to hear from God directly. I can't really explain scientifically how I receive these messages, nor can I verify who is speaking to me, except to say that I have faith that what I know is true. I've been told I have claircognizance, which means I simply possess knowledge but have no idea how I gained the knowledge. Sometimes I feel that certain angels are speaking to me. Sometimes the angel speaking is unknown. Sometimes I hear God himself. I know I have talked with Jesus. I've talked with many deceased relatives and a few that were not necessarily relatives. But I would love to discuss your thoughts on angels, especially if you believe you can talk with them. But prior conversation with angels is not necessary. I can discuss this with you on my Go With Angels page on Facebook, or if you want to email me at mary@beunique.org, I can get you on the show, and I would love to have you on the show. And I have a caller. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Maddie. And
I'm
here in Georgia.
Okay.
Excuse me. Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? I don't know about
I'm
Georgia,
good.
But down here in Florida, it's gorgeous today. How's your weather?
Oh, well, it's been in the 70s. For February,
nice.
It was 70 degrees yesterday. I think the day before it was 70, and I say, wow. But I have known to be in the 80s in February, so. And it bounced,
oh, yeah.
Then it bounced the cool weather, then it come back. And so I happen to like the cool weather. It makes me more energetic.
And there's a certain point where it becomes unbearable. Uh-huh. So
yeah.
Do you have experience talking with angels?
I've heard that voice, and I guess that voice came from my higher self. I'm not sure. But what I have had
yeah.
experience with, I was, for years, I was one of those people that experienced seizure disorders. And so one night in my bed, I was in my bed, and in my sleep, I felt like one was coming on. But I felt something. I felt a pair of hands on my head. It's like the palm of their hands. It just took my head and shifted a certain way. And I don't know why, but I have not. It's been about 5 years now. I have not had another seizure. I'm free. I go about my day. Don't even think about it. So I want to know, would you think that was an angel or my spirit guide or one of my loved ones on the other side, but I felt that this life is so real.
Had you been praying? Had you been praying for healing?
I'm always in that quiet state of mind, and most of the time I'm in that quiet state of mind and listening to that voice.
You're
kind of
like me. You're always praying.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess you could call it that.
I understand.
I took it upon myself to go to my neurologist and explain to her that I didn't want no more medication because I felt like what it was doing to me, it was dumbing me down. But, you know, kind of, I didn't dream. I just going through the day, going through the week, going through the years. And so now I'm free. I've been driving in traffic, no fear. I just feel, and I'm dreaming.
That's awesome. That is amazing, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
To answer your question, yes, I do believe it was probably one specific angel. My mother had taught me this many, many years ago, that we can ask our angels just simply, what is your name? And they will tell you. And when I first did that, I met four of them, boom, 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 like one right after the other. And it was really pretty astounding. When I first met Alexander, I thought, oh, okay. And then I heard another name, and that was Jonathan. And then Michael was like, bam, bam, bam. And then I thought, okay, well, I got Jonathan, Alexander, and Michael. Great. And then all of a sudden I heard, oh, wait a minute, what about me? And it was Harriet. And Harriet acted, felt, and sounded just like Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind. Just fiddle-dee-dee kind of attitude, but just so, so very feminine. It's amazing how they appear to us. And I've been told that our angels appear to us in ways that we can understand and that we can relate to rather than, you know, we've heard of different angel names.
Yes.
Like Gabriel and Michael, the archangel, and, you know, Uriel and Azrael and Raquel, all these crazy sounding names. But a lot of our angels have regular, normal names. I know that the angel that helps me when I'm sick, I call on him for healing, and I get it. His name is Cyril. Now, my mother only remembered one angel. His name was Torbett. And my sister says she can't ever get her angels to tell her anything or to name themselves. But my sister does not understand the value of being quiet like I think you do. Just getting quiet within yourself and asking. I once had angel hands, and this is why I think that it was an angel, because you were nearly asleep and you felt the hands on your head. And
yep,
I had angels. Huh?
Yes, I said that. That's correct. I was sleeping, and I felt palms just kind of shift my skull, my head a certain way, and I thought, what was that? But I have heard voices. Yeah, I hear voices sometimes, and sometimes I see, the first time I was able to see that I took note of, it was a white cloud. Someone introducing themselves to me, and as I reached to shake their hand, they disappeared. That white fog was all over them. It was like where did they go? But it was like a second or two, and they came back. And is that? And I thought, I don't know if that was a premonition, I never heard it before.
I believe that we are blessed, I guess is the right way of saying it, with the ability to see things that other people can't see, or maybe too busy to see.
Yes.
And sometimes it may be that they don't want to see. They refuse to accept it.
They refuse to accept it in denial, that's true, or they're so busy with distraction from the outside world that they sometimes I think they probably miss it. Because we have a lot of distractions from the outside world. The news.
Exactly. And
all
if,
of that,
if we can't, if we can't be quiet within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
then how, I mean, if you think about it, and I used to laugh, and I always talk with God like he was one of my buddies. And say, you know, how come, hey, dude, why don't you talk louder? Why don't you speak louder for me? I can't hear you. I don't understand what you want. You know, that whisper, that little soft nudging is like almost annoying because I'm a very exuberant person anyway. And
uh-huh.
I finally got quiet that day, and the answer came to me, and it was if I tried to shout over all the noises in your head, it would break you. You couldn't withstand that kind of volume.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so I whisper. I come. And, you know, even the Bible says God speaks on the wind. He speaks in that soft under, you know. And I saw something yesterday. It made me smile inside and out because I just knew that what I saw was a sign that my angels were with me. And it was something that I never thought of as a sign. You know, we think of signs like, oh, there's a cardinal. That means one of my loved ones is here. Or, oh, look, there's a white feather on the ground. Must mean an angel flew around. But yesterday what I saw was, I forget what the word is. We used to call them when I was a kid, but like a little tiny tornado of leaves. It's like a whirlwind of, but it's very small. I think my mother called them dirt devils. I don't remember, but it was just a little gust of wind. The wind wasn't blowing the leaves on the trees, and it was like a hard wind. It was just this little soft wind, and it picked up like maybe a dozen leaves out of a yard, and it just drove those leaves right in front of my car. And I looked over to the left, and I expected it to continue blowing. It wasn't. It was just long enough to get my attention. And I thought, okay, well, that tells me that you're somebody's nearby. And yesterday when I got home from that little trip, my cat did not want to leave my side. And my cat always knows when there's a spirit around.
Yeah, they're very spiritual.
Yeah.
I've been told that cats are very spiritual. Wow. So that was a
spiritual. I read something recently that I don't know if I should believe it or debunk it or be grateful. It said that if you've got a cat, that every night when the house is asleep, that cat absorbs any negative energy that was in the house. And that's why a lot of times cats get fat, because then they got all that extra energy and they can't always dispose of it quick. Well, my cat is as skinny as the day is long. So I'm guessing that means there's not much negative energy around.
Got you. Yeah. You know, what I was going to say about a cat. Oh, I have always heard if you keep a cat, your cat lover have cats around, it brings bring blessings, good luck to the home. I've heard that many times.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
I'm here. That I agree.
No, you're breaking up a little bit. That's why. Yeah. So, Yeah, it's amazing the power that we have within. And most of the times we're so busy with the, like a distraction on the outside, we don't even use it. Because that quiet time is very important. That quiet time is very important to listen to what's going on within.
Absolutely.
Mhm. And so, usually,
Manny,
when you're
missing,
how long have
you? Honey? I said, how long have you been hearing the voice?
Oh, since a girl. I remember hearing the voice. Oh my God, there was one voice. This goes back when I was like eighth grade. I heard the voice that I was going to be living. I'm originally from the South, and I heard the voice. I had a couple of friends who had visited the North for the summer months, and they came back and they was talking about how much they enjoyed it. And I'm standing there listening. I heard the little voice said, "You will be living in New Jersey one day." So, you know, I'm like eighth grade, so, you know, time goes on, you don't think about it. And sure enough, I spent many years, that's where my husband was living, and I didn't even know it, but I spent many years in New Jersey. I heard the
voice. Wow.
Yeah. That was the first time I can think back that I really can say, wow, that voice told me that. And, oh, God, I heard a voice tell me, I was in traffic one day. I came out of the restaurant, exited out onto the highway, and the traffic was zooming, just booming. So I gets into the middle lane to get over, and lo and behold, there's traffic coming my way, moving 90 miles an hour. Ooh, and I couldn't move. I froze because traffic was coming. I was trying to get into the right lane. Traffic was flowing like, you know, on the highway, they just zoom, zoom, zoom. And so I have to wait, be patient. This guy coming real, and I guess when he spotted me, he was really moving. It was on the path on my side too, where I was parked, trying to get over. And I heard that little voice say, "He will not hit you." And as soon as I heard that little voice say he would not hit me, he put on his brakes, squeaking his brakes and stopped. I just threw up my hand and say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you," and cried a little bit and pulled off. Finally was able to get over and move on. Yep, so that was a little, I froze because traffic was.
That's a cool story.
I heard that voice. Pardon me?
I said, that's a very cool story.
He will not hit you. So I can go on
and on about
those voices.
I am typically here on Fridays, and you're welcome to call back anytime. Today was such a weird day because I was afraid I was going to miss my show for tomorrow, and I looked at the clock, and it was 11:09, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm late, and I haven't even set the show up. I'll just talk about whatever, and it was so amazing because I mean, this morning I woke up with specific words in my head, and I was told. I'm also working on a children's book for angels because the first book is called Go With Angels that I wrote. And it's stories about like what you just told, but they're all from my perspective so far. I do intend to write a book at another time and put other people's stories in it. But in December, I published this book in October. And in December, it was in November, I got the message from that same voice. Because I was trying to figure out which book should be my next book. I've got more books that I want to write. And he said, no, none of those books. I want you to write a book about children, about angels for children. That's all. Oh, writing a children's book is easy because I've got four or five already. Just doing the illustrations is the hard part. So I started writing and the words would not come. And so I sat down in meditation one day and I said, Lord, you put this on my heart to write this book. And I've learned over the years when it's, you know, when it's my thoughts or when it's God talking. And so I said, why would you ask me to do this but keep the words from me? And as clear as day, I heard, paint the pictures and the words will come. And I'm like, but I'm not a painter. He said, you are. You just haven't opened up that side of you yet. So I have been working on my, I got most of my paintings done. I'm tweaking a few of the illustrations now. But I'm, as soon as I finished the last painting, words did. They just started flowing out of me. I knew exactly what I needed to do. So, yeah,
it's a matter of,
you open up and accept it and believe that anything is possible.
Very true. Anything is very true. So we are multidimensional. That is so true.
Yeah.
So true.
If you have faith, you do not need the scientific answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The intuition, that intuitive side of us. Oh, that is, someone say, oh, that's better than astrologer. Astrology.
Yeah.
Astrology can give my
plan is to have my next book ready for children in April, and I hadn't even started until a couple of months ago.
But you will.
Following what God, what the instructions are. When you got a voice inside your head, you listen to it.
Yeah. Most stuff, that's your higher self talking. That's definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if that, that's what Jesus meant, and when he in the Bible when he said, "Become like little children,"
mm-hmm.
he wasn't saying give up all of your responsibilities and be silly. He was talking about being faithful and understanding and open to new things.
Innocent, kids are very open.
Well, Maddie. This has been delightful, but we're about to run out of time on today's show. I do hope you'll call back. And
I know that you're on Fridays. Yes, Elise.
Yep, I'm on Fridays. And did you call me Lisa?
Is it Elise?
Well, Elisa she works with me. No, she's not here today. She works with me on a show called Transformational Tuesdays, and we're doing
that's what it shows
on Tuesday.
I pull up Blog Talk, but that's what it shows on the.
That's
on the
funny. TV. Well, see, this was meant to be just for us to sit here and chat
Elise
about
Nicole.
It a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, Elisa that's Nicole funny. Comes on Tuesday nights most of the time at 7:00.
Yeah. So what is your name?
And if I don't take, my name is Mary. I'm Mary Brotherton.
Oh, Mary, my mother's name, Mary. Okay.
Yeah.
I was talking to
just
Elise.
Check on Blog Talk Radio underneath Be Unique Radio. That's B-U-N-E-K.
Yes, it's on Be Unique Radio.
And you can find out whatever show is supposed to. Well, you should find out what's coming up next. But I just got told I got 10 seconds to wrap this up, and we're going to get cut off. So I'm going to play my exit music and get on out of here. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it was a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for listening to Go With Angels with Mary Brotherton. If you want to order a copy of Go With Angels, just reach out to mary@beunique.org for details. That's BUNEKE.org. And be sure to tune in every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for more stories about angelic encounters. Follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio so you don't miss a single episode.